Bradford Today and Innisfil Today welcome letters to the editor at chris@bradfordtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter discusses a hypothetical situation warning of the dangers of sextortion. Jack and Diane, two young adults just trying to have some fun. They drove into the parking lot midday, on a workday. Parking in the back near a crop of trees, they looked at each other with lust and desire in their eyes. Embracing, they worked their way to the front of the car, and then onto the hood of the vehicle, thrashing and grabbing, making love as only young people can. Afterwards, they laid back with mischievous smiles on their faces. Wiping the sweat of each other, they dressed and drove away, another thing off their bucket list. Months later, Jack received a package in the mail with no return address or name of the sender. Opening it up, he found a folded letter and a USB drive. He began to read it. "Jack, I hope this letter has found you health, happy and wise, especially wise. Wondering what the USB has on it. First read this letter entirely before delving into the USB. Jack, you and Diane are now victims, the prey of a predator. Months ago, you both went to a parking place in a park and publicly had 45 minutes of sex. Incredible to see two young people carrying on so openly, so publicly. The USB has the digital recording of everything in brilliant color. No audio, however. Now, first of all, I'd like to say that this letter should be viewed as a form of education, Jack. What you both have done cannot be unseen or undone, but you can learn from it. Consider this as a second chance in your life, a chance to be more aware, attentive and careful in the way you live your lives. Please take this seriously. I know how young people are, invincible and know-it-alls, so I devised this as a way to teach you both, educate you in the reality of life. I could be a predator, perhaps a blackmailer demanding $30,000 a year from you until time ends. A fraudster, thief, murderer, rapist or immoral opportunist. Ask yourself how I know your name, the license plate on your dad's car. I researched it, finding out that your dad owns several car dealerships, that he has a son named Jack who dates a lovely lady called Diane. Social media filled in everything else. Where you go to school, work, your likes and dislikes and the region where you live. I learned that your dad is wealthy, and that Diane goes to an exclusive private school and her dad is a preacher. Should the USB go public, oh the controversy and embarrassment your family would endure. My intention is to educate. I work for the region, and part of my job is to view the recordings and then erase them, which I have done. What if I were an evil person, Jack? I would know where you live, go school, work and play, who your friends are and where you shop. Too much information, right, Jack? And all from social media. You really must talk to Diane about not revealing so much. Consider this as a do-over, Jack. A chance to change your ways, your lives. Be aware always, eyes wide open. Most people are good and wholesome, non-threatening, but then there are immoral individuals and groups that make a living off people just like you, people who do not protect their cars, homes or themselves properly. All they need is information, and you are done for. Please consider this letter as a wake-up call. Jack folded the letter, got into his dad's car and drove to Diane's home. They embraced, but not passionately as previous, but with an energy of stress-filled anticipation. Jack looked deep into her eyes, saying, "Babe, we need to have a serious talk. There are cameras everywhere, and they are inexpensive, too, with many people sticking their noses into your business. There are cameras and listening devices in toilets, hotels, and Airbnb rooms. Be very aware, and let your suspicions be present and alert. Technological advances are granting unsavory people the opportunity to invade your privacy each and every day. Always ask yourself, what if? Stephen Kazab, Bradford.